Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. The Senate impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump continues today. NPR's Jen Newman says the trial will likely extend into the weekend.
Democratic impeachment managers and Trump's defense lawyers will each get up to 16 hours over 2 days to present their cases. That'll be followed by questions, arguments, and votes on whether to consider motions to subpoena witnesses and documents. Democrats have not announced whether they plan to subpoena Trump or any other witnesses. The former president refused a request to testify voluntarily.
NPR's Jen Newman reporting. The Navy is investigating two incidents of racist and extremist behavior aboard its ships. The Navy's top officer released a statement indicating the service must acknowledge that extremist behaviors exist in the Navy. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
One incident occurred more than a week ago aboard the USS Lake Champlain when an African-American sailor found a noose next to his bunk. The other happened this past weekend aboard the USS Carl Vinson. Graffiti on a wall read, "Nazi Life." Admiral Mike Gilday writes, quote, "There is more we must do together, because these symbols are contrary to our Navy culture, core values, and warfighting effectiveness." The incidents come as Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered a one-day training stand-down for the entire military over the next 2 months to discuss extremist behavior and ways to deal with the problem. That stand-down was spurred by the riot at the U.S. Capitol and the military members and veterans who are under investigation for taking part. Tom Bowman, NPR News.
The Chicago Teachers Union has ratified an agreement with the city school district. It will reopen schools and allow some in-person learning. From member station WBEZ, Sarah Karp has more.
The agreement was ratified with 68% of teachers and staff voting yes. It sets enforceable safety protocols, establishes a coronavirus testing plan, and provides a dedicated vaccine stream for teachers and staff. But it does not tie reopening to the vaccine rollout. The Chicago Teachers Union had threatened to strike over reopening, but trepidation over a long strike in the middle of a pandemic led officials to settle for these terms. But they are not happy. In a letter emailed to members early today, Chicago Teachers Union President Jesse Sharkey called it a disgrace that the administration would not wait to reopen until teachers and staff are vaccinated. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Karp in Chicago.
A former Obama administration official has been elected to serve as the chair of the U.S. Postal Service Board of Governors. Ron Blum takes over for Republican Robert Duncan, who remains a member of the Postal Service Board of Governors. There are calls for the Postal Board to fire embattled Postmaster General Louis DeJoy for changes he made to the U.S. postal system that resulted in widespread mail delays. You're listening to NPR News. There's a new spacecraft in orbit around Mars. It belongs to China. That's the country's first probe to the red planet. The mission includes a lander and a rover that will descend to the Martian surface to search for signs of underground water. This is the second space probe to arrive at Mars this week. The United Arab Emirates also sent a spacecraft that went into an orbit around Mars. Independent media in Poland have suspended news coverage, and the websites of the country's leading news organizations are blank today. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports they're protesting a new advertising tax they say undermines freedom of the press.
An open letter to Poland's prime minister signed by 43 media organizations, including Poland's largest newspaper, called the new tax extortion. A new tax on business advertising revenue is being rushed through parliament. The ruling right-wing Nationalist Party, Law and Justice, insists the tax is a way to repair public finances strained by the pandemic. News organizations call it unfair, saying it takes money from their operating budgets and chips away at freedom of the press. Since Law and Justice was voted into power 6 years ago, it has taken over the country's largest public broadcaster and is calling for greater control over independent media, complaining that many organizations are foreign-owned. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
Haiti's embattled president, Jovenel Moïse, has forcibly retired three members of Haiti's Supreme Court he considered a threat to his rule. Haitian opposition leaders want Moïse to step down and allow for elections. He's been ruling by decree. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.